Well, welcome to Under the Hood. My name is Michelle, and today is Ladies' Day. I'm just saying. We have a very special guest today, and we would like to welcome Jordan in the house today. So we're so excited to have Jordan here, and she is just going to share her heart, and we're going to get under the hood with her. But Jordan came to Chariots for Hope as a volunteer and as a donor supporter. There's all kinds of beautiful intersections on how our relationship started through Chariots for Hope. But this beautiful young woman has had so much just happen recently. And so we have brought her on so she can share her heart. And as we, as ladies, the Chariots for Hope team, get under the hood with Jordan. So Jordan, welcome to Under the Hood with Chariots for Hope.
Yay!
And then, of course, we have Cassie. That's Cassie. Hi. And then, of course, we have Maddie.
Hello.
So, ladies, I guess we should start with Miss Jordan. So, Jordan, share with us in the last... Well, if you just want to talk about how you got to Chariots or how you knew about Chariots, and then just everything that's kind of that's unfolded within your heart and in your walk. It is pretty inspiring.
Yes.
At such a beautiful young age to where she was just a year ago and where she is. And I just think you're really going to witness and see just restoration and redemption when you accept Jesus. And so, Jordan, let's go. Dive in.
Let's go.
So I heard about Chariots through my parents. They knew Michelle and Jason for a while. So I always knew about Chariots for Hope and kind of what they did. And last year, me and a couple of my friends, we decided to throw a big car show.
Okay, and so tell them, one of your side passions is...
Yes.
I love cars.
I mean, yes. That's pretty rad. I'm just saying,
it
okay?
Is.
And when we're just not talking like Toyotas, and like we're talking like Zoom Zoom cars.
So go ahead.
Zoom Zoom cars. I've always been interested in cars, so we were like, okay, let's throw a car show. We wanted to charge for admissions to be able to donate money to you guys. And the process of organizing an event like that, I don't know how you guys do that all the time, because
it's very interesting.
It was a very stressful month, but when
it was
happened,
all for the greater good, right?
Yes, yes. Oh, 100%. The day that the car show came, I was still a little stressed, but the turnout was amazing. Mm-hmm. And that was what I was worried about the most. Like, we had vendors come out and to like sell food, and we wanted to obviously like get them some business as well. But then
right.
also like my biggest worry was like, okay, like I want to actually be able to give back to, you know, the recipients at Chariots. And
I love though too, like this whole car show was planned for a specific day, and then they had to cancel it. It was raining, and it was so unfortunate, because I was so excited to set up a table and a booth and all these things, and I couldn't make it the next day. But the next day ended up being gorgeous.
It was the perfect weather.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
The car show was rad.
Yes, it was rad. And then
tell me your favorite car from there, so they can kind of get the gist of what cool cars.
There was all Ooh. Sorts of cars there. I'm pretty sure there was a Lambo there. There was a Lambo.
Dang.
Oh, this was like a long time ago. I can't remember all the cars there.
I just remember
so many cool ones.
There was
too many.
Very colorful.
And we did like a contest too for like different categories, so like trucks and like Japanese domestic market and all of that too. So they got
Fancy.
Like some fun prizes, because we did have a couple sponsors too. So that was cool. Just the overall environment of it. I just love, first of all, just community is a really big part of it. And I obviously have been learning a lot about how important community is recently. And yeah, it was just a good time. And then...
And you guys smashed it, and you raised a great amount of money.
Yeah.
And you called me and you said, we have this amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
and they really wanted to do a jump start, which a jump start for Chariots for Hope is basically businesses or or individuals that want to sponsor a family in need for the car. And it was just precious because Jordan and her boyfriend, they met me, and then your mom and dad came as well. And I was just shocked at the amount that they raised. And just, these are two young kids that could have done anything with that money. Yeah. They could have pocketed it, or they could have done, you know, anything with it, really. And they gave back to Chariots because they really wanted to see somebody's life change. Mm. And so that's what happened. And we started praying, right, Cassie and Maddie? We started praying for the right vehicle, the right recipient. Yep. And the day came. And what happened?
Wow. I can't even put it into words.
What happened?
God was moving. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say. I mean, I had seen, like, videos of, like, you guys blessing recipients before, but it's so much different seeing it in a video as opposed to, like, being there and just seeing, like, it all come together and just the pure, like, vulnerability and emotion that happens in those moments. It's like, just God is just amazing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like where my I guess curiosity, if that's the right word, because I did grow up Lutheran, but never really resonated or knew who, or I knew of Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus. So just that moment was like what kind of sparked just wanting to know more. Like, what does Jesus have to offer, you know? Yeah. And then after we were able to bless KJ, which wow, his story is so crazy. Moving and like, yeah, that's why I knew. Like, it wasn't just me and my friends that made that happen. It was God. Like, God, like, everything, just the way it all fell into place, just, yeah, in his providence, you know?
Yes.
Because
there's no coincidence, folks.
No coincidence. Only God's providence.
You can find it all you want, people. I'm just saying, okay? I think every single person on this couch can talk about coincidence versus providence.
Oh, yeah.
And just God's, you know, his plan for your life, and for that moment and for that time, he specifically allowed that to happen. And I did. I knew Jordan for several years. I've watched her just a young teenager. She was dawdling in photography. She'd kind of come along sidekick with her dad to certain events. But I could tell that you were yearning for more. You were yearning for more, and you used the word curiosity, and I think that's a great word. It's so childlike, like a childlike faith that we talk a lot about.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think, Cassie, we were at that time, I don't know, maybe you started meeting with Cassie a little bit more and myself, and you were just, like I said, you were yearning, and something, it was evident that the Lord was pursuing you. As an outsider, it was so beautiful to watch, because I'm like, oh, this is happening. And my Jason and I have a beautiful daughter, Riley, and Jordan and Riley connected on occasion. And you know, I would say, hey, you should get a hold of Riley and you guys can hang out and maybe you can go to her college PC3 and this
city group.
City group and all these things. And Jordan was in a pretty deep relationship at that time with her boyfriend. But I would say after that blessing, we invited her to a gathering.
Yes, women's devotional night. You guys ran with Love Church. And I got the email invite and I just immediately, I was like, yes. So I was like, okay, I was looking forward to it. I got there and I didn't really know what to like expect or like what was going to happen. Two lovely ladies shared their testimonies and I got very just like struck with like just emotion and the presence in that room. Like I just felt something. And it made me want to just keep you know,
knowing more.
Keep searching. And because I know that obviously like these gals' stories, they were very, very difficult to even, like, hear mm-hmm. and even want, like, imagine. And I know everyone goes through, like, their own things, but it's so comforting, like, these people that are willing to share such a tough time in their lives where their hearts were in a different place as well, and then just their progress and their growth yeah. mm-hmm. by placing their faith in Jesus.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
I think that's one of the most beautiful yeah. things, obviously, vulnerability. I talk a lot about it. Like, who are we to say, like, or shame? Like, the mm-hmm. enemy will convince us to be shameful right. for past choices and prior things and, but I think, though, that the more we're vulnerable, mm-hmm. I think that so many people will be able to witness what God has done. Like,
yeah.
our stories, you can't make that stuff up. Anyway, vulnerability, I think, it's such a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. I know yeah. it takes sometimes people time to get there. But yeah. once you do, and then people can be like, oh, my gosh. Like, there's no other explanation, Jordan, than to radically witness what we've witnessed in this last, I would even say 9 months. Like, what?
Oh, yeah, even, yeah, even yeah. fewer.
Girlfriend.
Even 6 months. Like, that's,
yeah,
it's been a huge, huge shift.
And
for sure.
After that whole gathering, I know Cassie was intentional
yeah.
about meeting with Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she was. Oh, I was so nervous, like, the first time. I just remember.
Same.
I was, yeah,
gosh.
And I think we talked about that,
did.
Too.
We talked it over. Yeah. We were so, like, nervous to become.
I know, like, two complete strangers, pretty much. So
did we meet at Stories?
We did meet at Stories.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
That was a while ago.
That was so long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember, because that was after the worship night, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Or the devotional night.
Yes.
And I remember wanting, just knowing and feeling prompted to get together with you and hear mm-hmm. kind of where you were at with Jesus and
yeah.
and what your story and situation was, and just a good get to know you kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But also just to plant the seeds of, like, Jesus.
Yes.
You should go to this college ministry.
Yes.
You should hang out with them.
Yes. Encourage. Yes.
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 Yeah. It was good.
Yes.
It was really
fun. That for me, I guess, too. So, you know, you're doing that. On the flip side, though, that it's, you were asking questions and you were seeking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I texted Jordan one Sunday morning. I'll never forget it. I had texted her and I just said to Jason randomly, like, I'm just going to invite Jordan to church. And he's like, okay. Like, and lo and behold, she said, yes, I'll see you Sunday. And I was like, yes, she's yeah. coming to church.
Mm-hmm.
And at church, she reconnected with Riley mm-hmm. and go from there.
Yes.
Because it's so good.
Yes. So when you texted me that, I was like, I mean, yes, like, why not? Like, and I had kind of been in a spot where I was like, I want to, like, start going to church. I'm just not mm-hmm. sure which one to go to.
Yeah.
Like, I have one that's so, like, close to me in proximity. And I was like, eh.
I remember that. Know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's, like, Water's Edge. Yeah, then Michelle reached out and I was like, yeah, why not? Which is very intimidating for me at the time because, like, I used to not, like, venture out and just, like,
yeah.
Could not picture me just going to church by myself. I mean, obviously I was going to meet
yeah.
you there, but I was like, you know, there's something's calling me to go there. And so I showed up and we were kind of in the back corner. So I was able to see, like, all the other people there.
mm-hmm.
And I just realized, like, first of all, the amount of young people there,
yeah.
yes.
like my age range, was just so encouraging. And mm-hmm. It just demonstrated that God is moving in that church.
Yes.
They're so intentional and there's so many amazing stories, just it's all the people there. I love that church so much.
Mm.
And then then I got connected with Riley and then she invited me to her Wednesday Girl City Group.
Oh, yeah.
And City Group basically just more like intimate, more like intentional setting.
Yeah.
And kind of went a few times, and then there was another Sunday where Riley asked me to go out for coffee before church.
Ooh.
And we just sat down, and I wasn't quite there yet, but I know that I was, like, wanting something. I was like, you know, I've been to church, I've been to city groups, like, there's obviously something here. And she asked me, like, so where are you at? The worst her words. And I can imagine for me, that. Those those three words were, like, intimidating. I was like, where am I at with what?
What are you talking about?
And she's like, where are you at with, like, your walk, like, with Jesus? And I was like, I was like, I know that, like, I know there's something there for me. And I just, I want to get there. I really do. I just don't know if I'm quite there yet. And I don't really necessarily know exactly what, like, I thought I, like, needed more of. But that week, that Tuesday, I woke up. It was a normal day. Got the 12-hour shift ahead of me at work, and I woke up, and the first thing I thought was, God, I want you to reveal yourself to me today, no matter however you want to, you know. And I went to work, and I knew that PC3 was going to be going on that night, which is the college ministry.
Wait, though, was that, like, the day of the blessing that night when you met us? Because I kind of felt like Kiki's blessing.
Oh, yes, Kiki's blessing. Yes, that was the first time that I had, like, been in that PC3 setting.
Yes. Right.
I didn't necessarily, yeah.
And but you witnessed
the church stomp.
Yes. Yeah, gotcha. That church clap.
Church clap, yes.
The church clap. Girl, you can't help but getting involved with the church clap.
Church
you know what
clap,
I'm saying?
I love it.
Look it up. So,
yes, yeah.
This amazing college ministry not only had blessed an incredible woman a year before, but helped another young student get into a vehicle.
Yes.
And Jordan was exhausted. She had worked all day and all night, and she came. And that was the first time she witnessed, kind of like felt the whole thing of PC3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, completely.
And I could just tell, like, she was like,
I was in awe.
You're like, I need to come back here.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
But, and then I think that was kind of like even more intriguing. So after that moment of chariots again, and then the blessing, the church clap, all of the things, I think this is where Riley is having this conversation with you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So, yeah. So we're back at that. This is the Tuesday. This is the day I gave my life to the Lord.
Snap.
So, yeah. So I knew that I was going to be showing up to PC3 like an hour and a half later, but Riley was like, I still encourage you to come. Like, there's going to be people hanging out. It was like a Christmas party thing. And I was like, sure. So I show up, and, you know, I'm just sitting, and, you know, I'm talking to Riley, and she asked me the same question she asked me a couple days prior. She's like, so where are you at? And I was just like, I think I'm ready to surrender my life to the Lord.
Wow.
And, I did, and she prayed over me. I prayed for my walk with the Lord, and she looked at her friend Lily, and they had something going on. It was the church clap, indeed. That's how they celebrate new life there. So,
thank you so much for listening to the Under the Hood podcast. We just wanted to take a quick second to communicate something that is at the heart and center of our organization, and that is the gospel of Jesus. We are a ministry before we are a business, organization, nonprofit, everything. We remove transportation barriers to demonstrate God's love. And God's love to us is that while we were all sinners, all of us, every single one of us, born into sin, desperate in need of a savior, God sent his only son because he so loved the world. That means me. That means you listening to this podcast and everybody else as well. If you've sensed that there's something missing in your life, and I know that I have, and we all at Chariots for Hope know that we have as well, we encourage you, get to know who Jesus is, not just as this religious figure that maybe a lot of people have communicated to you over time that he might be, but really as a father, a friend, and a savior ultimately. Salvation costs nothing. Jesus is for you. He wants a relationship with you, and he wants to start today. If you have questions, or if you want to know more, if you're interested even a little bit, we would like for you to reach out to us. Thanks for listening to me for a second. Now back to the podcast.
Yeah, it was just a
wow.
That night was, I just felt like the beginning of like a shift,
a renewal. Mm-hmm. Right. I like this renewal. And I will say, on the flip side, she was texting me, and I am literally in the family room just bawling my head off. And Jason's like, what is happening? And I'm like, Jordan just gave her life to Jesus. And I'm like crying. And I'm like heart emojiing Riley and like fire flames. Like I'm just, there's so much power in prayer because us as a team had recognized that your heart was so open to him and receiving him. So when you talk about the power of prayer and you talk about people standing in the gap for that, at Chariots, we saw that happening. We obviously knew Riley was getting more closer to you as a friend, but as a team, we rejoiced.
Yes.
We rejoiced at that table that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more important than just watching and seeing people truly. I mean, you talk about a 180, 360, you literally turned your back and you walked away from this old lifestyle and old choices and old things. And I hadn't seen such a radical change in somebody in a long time. And I think that's where I know for sure. And I think we can all speak of, there is definitely this like rush of favor and anointing and protection over you because you have been so bold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think you witness a lot of others. You know, Riley is very bold in her faith. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And there's so many others within PC3 in this college ministry. As older, I'm speaking for myself, all you young chicks down there. Wow. What? Girl, you're right. On Sunday mornings when 80% of the congregation is made up of 20-somethings and they're there celebrating and yearning for the true gospel because they want to be there, not because their mom and dad made them.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
And I think for me, when you had that shift, and I know there's a trickle-down effect of when you said yes, because when you say yes to Jesus, it's not always rainbows and roses.
No, it's not. Yeah.
No,
so if you want to talk a little bit more about just the next few weeks and then what transitioned probably about, was it about a month ago, maybe?
A couple months, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, almost 2 months now.
So yeah, go from there. You said yes, we did the church clap and
yes,
everybody was celebrating Jordan.
So so from that night on, I tried to get more involved in community and I was living with my boyfriend at the time, and I just felt like it was almost kind of a double life that I was living. You know, I wasn't really able to fully flourish with Jesus, and that was just kind of, you know, my values were obviously changing, and just through that, I felt very like just conviction of the Holy Spirit, and I actually decided to go to winter retreat at the very beginning of the year, and that week I would say definitely like changed my life radically. I was pushed out of my comfort zone.
That's good. There could have been
courtesy
some
of Riley.
Yeah, I think there's some like major like lip singing or karaoke, I don't know what, but you sounded like you were like just outside Jordan, like, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. So that week, I mean, there was a lot. I mean, and the sermons that were preached were very, very convicting as well. Like, something that I'm like, wait, is this what you're supposed to feel? And you know what I mean? Like, and it is. And then we would, like, go into our small groups and talk about that. And I had this heavy weight on my shoulders. Like, I am living in sin. And I knew that it was restricting my relationship, like, from growing in my relationship with the Lord. And so, I mean, I prayed for clarity. It was the biggest thing. And I made the decision to end that relationship, and I mean, it sucks. I mean, but there's also, God is going to put people in your life and take people out of your life for the better.
Yeah.
And that's just something that it's comforting as well, knowing that like everything that happens, he's doing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's never to like punish you or like, it's And then just from that moment on, I've just experienced a lot of spiritual growth, you know. Mm-hmm. I was also just kind of in a slump in January. Like, I was unemployed, and I didn't feel like I really, like, had very much of a purpose. Mm-hmm. But then I came to realize later, like, my purpose is to serve God. Right. Like, yeah. My purpose is to live on this earth, and then, you know, I...
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, now I've been going very committed to PC3 every Tuesday, joined the huddle group that Riley is also the leader of, and then city group and church. It's such
baptized.
A good time.
I got baptized last month.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Wait, Cassie so and Maddie, fun. Chime in on this because you both were there. It was such an incredible celebration.
Yeah.
Several people got baptized that night. But
many. Yeah.
Ladies, speak from your perspective because, listen, we saw Jordan come out of her shell. Girl, I was following. Yeah. And it was super cool to watch Riley baptize you.
Yes. Yeah.
Just as a sister in Christ and as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love how the Lord will just intersect and bring people together just at the right time.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, talk about the baptism because it was incredible.
It was.
I mean, I think the biggest thing for me was watching you go down in the water and seeing like a completely different person come up. Like you literally left that entire life just down in that water and you came up just renewed. And it was just so, I mean, just the change, like you could tell on your face, there was a change in your face, there was a change in your body language as you were walking around. And I even talked to you afterwards, and I was like, hey, I know this is a little overwhelming, but I'm so proud of you. Because, like, that's a huge step.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people don't, like, think of it in that way, because they're just so, like, this is, like, something I have to do. But in that moment, like, it was, like, a completely different person came out of that water. And that was, like, the biggest thing for me.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
She was
crazy.
She was, like, fist pumping. Yeah.
She like, came out of the water.
Hallelujah.
And she was just, like,
let's go.
Jesus was fully covering you. And it was just so evident. And I remember turning to my husband, you know, I'm sobbing. Sobbing mess. Yeah. And he's, like... I'm like, it's just like, you just don't know, like knowing and like seeing from the sidelines and, you know, conversations with Michelle and just like praying as a team over you and just getting to see that. Like, it was just like, that's what it's about.
Yeah. It is what it's about. 100%. Yeah. And your testimony that you shared there was crazy.
Yes.
Because you also shared it there and it was amazing. But I think for me too, just like you were talking about, Michelle, your radical transformation of... specifically over the last few months, really, but like people take years to fully sell out for Jesus and to fully surrender and to actually listen to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. But you were so, I think because you were so open and because you were curious, you were open to receiving that, what he was speaking to you. Like, hey, I want to convict you over this. I want you to change this. I want you to turn and walk this way. And I think for me that's the biggest thing, is just I'm so proud of how quickly you've actually laid your life down, because that's what it is, right? It's dying to yourself, dying to your self life, your sin life, your the pleasures of this world, and actually following Jesus and doing things his way. And so that's what was most exciting for me, is like, dang, she did this fast. It's so, but I wish everybody had that story, and they don't, because they just they just waste time, you know. And you just wasted no time. You just went for it. So it was awesome.
If we say a chariot's for hope, if anybody's been following us, we say all the time it's way beyond the car. And, you know, sometimes when we do these jumpstart blessings or these blessings, we call them blessings. It's when our recipients receive the vehicle and we know that it's life changing. And sometimes we're there, obviously, for the recipient. But what we don't know... Yes, of course I'm crying.
Don't look at her. Just kidding.
You'll fall prey.
Yes. Not every single blessing is always about the recipient.
Yeah. Right.
And mm-hmm. I truly believe that day that it was for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure.
You can't be crying
out loud. Don't look at her.
Yes, you yeah. raised money for him. Yes, there was a car. Yes, right. He was grateful. But you, there's a soul that got saved that day.
Yeah.
So, wow. Yeah. That's stuff we get to witness.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's sorry. That's my crying moment.
No, mm-hmm. you're going to make me cry, bro.
It is way beyond the car. And, you know, just asking you, like, yeah, you could give yourself to any nonprofit, and your dad has an amazing one, and mm-hmm. you can give yourself anywhere. We are so grateful and so thankful.
Yes. Yeah.
Just that you're willing to donate your time and your talents. It's so awesome that you do have the skills. I mean, this girl can turn wrench as you all. Like, she's like,
she's a baddie.
I'm just saying, okay? But no, just allowing herself to be available. Just that your spirit is now within the tapestry of yeah. Chariots is just such a gift to us. So yeah, I would just for people, just take the time to listen to people, take the time to encourage people, take the time when it sometimes isn't convenient or it's inconvenient or whatever, like you just don't know what people are walking through. And my pastor years ago always said, and it radiated significantly for me, is that there's people that are just one ask away. Mm-hmm. They're just one ask away from going to church. Riley was nudging her. So, where are you at, girl? Like,
yeah, where are you at?
So, yeah, I asked Jordan to church. It wasn't even about like her. God was moving radically in yeah. her, and just thank you, mm-hmm. thank you for being such a witness of Him. Like, you are this like. I'm just so excited to see what God's going to continue to do through yeah. you. And I know it's not going to be easy. We've already seen some distractions happen in Jordan's life since she's been so bold in her faith.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It happens. But the victories outweigh that. And
yeah. Right.
Yeah. So... Mm. Chariots for Hope, ladies. Help me here because I'm trying to clean myself up after that
she's
moment.
Wiping her. You get one cry per podcast. That's your limit.
That's it. That's all I got.
No, so good. I just, yeah, it's a beautiful testimony. Mm-hmm. And it's powerful. I mean, we talked about it, I think, earlier, that there's power in testimony mm-hmm. and power in your life change. And, you know, scripture talks about they'll mm-hmm. know you by the fruit of your life and by... the change, because when you follow Jesus, you can't not change.
Yeah,
you know, when you actually follow him,
yes. mm-hmm.
when you actually know Jesus, you can't not change. And your life has been the perfect demonstration mm-hmm. of that. And it's just been beautiful. Your friendship is amazing. Mm-hmm. I just love being your friend and having
I
you in my
you
life.
All.
I love you.
I am so grateful for everyone in this room, honestly.
I'm grateful for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, anything good. That you would like to add or finish or... encourage anybody out there listening
yeah.
or if there's anything on your heart about Chariots or Jesus or hope.
Yeah.
I think there was a question you asked earlier, like what made me like choose
why Chariots?
Chariots.
Yeah.
It's one thing to, you know, have a nonprofit to raise money for, you know, a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another thing to make yourself useful to God mm-hmm. and be intentional and be story driven, mm-hmm. which you guys are 100%. And that is just the lives that you've changed and that God has, how God has used you guys mm-hmm. to bless these people and others as well. I mean, you guys have been a huge catalyst in that for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as just advice in general, just always know and believe that Jesus is always faithful, mm-hmm. and he will continue to be faithful.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
That no matter whatever you're struggling with, just take it to him, because mm-hmm. he is able to take all of that away from you.
Yeah.
And you'll be rebirthed, honestly. Yes. So, totally. Yeah.
So good. The full reliance on him, right? Like,
yeah. It makes mm-hmm. such a difference.
It's such a difference. You know, you talked about that weight being lifted. I think all of us have had that moment experience of like, and I almost sometimes feel like he's up there just being like, finally, Michelle, what in the world? Oh, yeah. You're making this so difficult for yourself. Yes. Just give it to me.
Yeah.
But we think we are so in control. We are so out of control.
Yeah.
Thank you for your vulnerability. Thank you for your heart. Yeah. Thank you for saying yes to this podcast. And I know as Chariots for Hope and Sisters in Christ, we are so excited to walk alongside you and watch you continue to grow in your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just Ephesians 6 up. If you don't know what that is, I'd highly recommend you read that.
Armor of
That's
God.
The full armor of God. And you got to get it on every day.
Daily.
So how about we conclude? Maddie, do you have anything to add, or Cassie? Mm. And then we'll just...
It's really cool to get to see everything, you know, behind the scenes. We get to see your perspective of it, too, and just hear the story from your eyes, because, you know, we hear it from Michelle and Cassie as they're meeting with you, and it's just cool to see your side of the story and your testimony and hear it come from you. And I thank you for this time and coming on. And just being vulnerable. Like, vulnerability can, you know, like where I grew up, that's a sign of weakness, and it's not. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful that you're owning that, and you're owning your story, and you're just living in it, and you're not afraid to tell it.
Yeah,
and it's just really beautiful.
It's good. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Were you going to say something?
No, I just...
I was going to say that just for anybody listening, I mean, this is at the end of every podcast, probably, or a lot of them. But if you want to know Jesus, I mean, my gosh, if he's pursuing you and you're having what she was talking about, the feeling of like, I know that there's something more out there. I know that I believe in God, but I don't know him. And if you want to know him, please reach out to us and we can be a resource for you. We want you to know Jesus, because... Mm. Is it the greatest decision of your life?
100%. Yes. No doubt.
Do any of us agree?
No. That deserves a church clap. You know what I'm saying?
Right now. Yes, but we want you to know Jesus. It's the greatest thing that you'll ever, ever do. Yeah. And it's so rich to know Jesus.
100%.
It's not easy.
Mm-mm.
No, but it's so worth it. So what we say. So please reach out to us if you're interested, and we'd love to be a resource for you. And just again, thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah. I thank you guys so much for having me. I mean, when Michelle asked me, I was not expecting that at all. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I've never done podcasting before. This is so crazy.
Girl, you stood up in front of a room of like over 100 people and you were ridiculously on fire. So I just love it. I love that you are so intertwined with my own daughter. That whole story in itself is so beautiful. So thank you for being such a dear friend to Riley, and to watch the two of you together grow as young, beautiful women in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better.
Mm-hmm.
I really, as a parent, and I know your parents would say the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So thank you for tuning in on this edition of Under the Hood. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, guys.
And the beautiful ladies of Chariots for Hope.
Yes.
So awesome. Tune in next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Chariots for Hope Under the Hood podcast. If you were inspired by this story and you would like to learn how you could be a part of demonstrating God's love by removing transportation barriers, we can't encourage you enough to go to our website at chariotsforhope.org. Thanks for listening again, and God bless you.